let us offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of the most bewitching, beautiful Lord. Dear Lord, please bless us so that even as we are mesmerized by your form, even as we cherish and relish your name, we also take to heart your message and make our lives your message. With these prayers, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we will be learning a bhajan dedicated to our beloved Bhagwan, adoring him as Lord Krishna. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit and the first line goes like this.
Vanamali Vasudeva Jaganmohan Radha Ramana.
So this is what we will be learning now, and like always, we begin with becoming familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to Mr. S. Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university, who had the chance of singing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for many years, way back in the 80s and 90s. So we will listen to what he has heard from Bhagwan directly about how we should offer our music to the Lord. So we will end the session with him, but for now, let us learn how to sing, and before that, let us get familiar with the lyrics.
Vanamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana. Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana Shashi Vadana Sarasija Nayana. Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana.
So now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow Brother Ravi Kumar after every line. And you too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale A Pancham. Vanamali Vasudeva Jaganmohan Radha Ramana.
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 Shashi Vadana Sarasi Janayana. 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 Jaganmohan Radha Ramana.
Radha Ramana 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 Radha Ramana.
Hari Hari Radha Ramana Radha Ramana.
Hari Hari Radha Ramana Radha Ramana.
ವನಮಾಲಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾ ಜಗನ್ಮೋಹನ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ.
So that is how this vibrant bhajan flows, and you heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now, for those of us who want to play this on our instruments and want to know more about the structure of this composition, here with us in the studios now is Anirudh. So Anirudh, tell us, what is the raga behind this lively bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As you rightly said, it is a very lively bhajan with lot of energy.
Yes.
Like how Swami sings Prema Mudita, the third
yes.
speed, Ram 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 Ram
yes.
Ram Ram. That energy is there in this bhajan too, like Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana.
Yes.
It more belongs to the Sampradaya bhajans.
Yes.
Which are sung in the south.
Mm.
So they'll
lend
invoke
themselves to group singing very nicely.
Yeah, group singing by invoking each god.
Okay.
Muruga, Hanuman and Rama, Krishna.
Mm.
All. So one is Radha Krishna.
Yeah.
That Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana. There are so many Sampradaya bhajans like this.
Mm.
But one of the very beautiful bhajans with full energy.
Yes.
And it takes you to that bliss is
yes.
Vanamali Vasudeva.
Absolutely.
And it is based on the rag Brindavan Sarang.
Okay.
And if you look at the composition, like when we break each line into swaras, what we see is it is a very beautiful play of the same set of swaras coming in a different tune. Not exactly the same set of swaras. The way in which the swaras are formulated in the one line, and then the next line, the same. It is of the same type, but the tune is different. So when we do the line by line, I think you might appreciate it better.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and Vrindavan
Sarang.
You're
saying there is a pattern.
Pattern. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. Yeah. There is a pattern, and it is an interesting
yes.
composition.
Yes, so the pattern repeats, but in a slightly different pitch.
Yeah, different tune, I mean.
Different tune.
Yeah,
the pattern of the swaras repeats, but in different, slightly different tune, and it varies.
And it is a play of ni sa ri ma most of the time.
Yes.
And then it goes to pa and then comes in the towards the end of the bhajan.
Yeah.
That's what. When we look at the swaras of the bhajan, that time we'll definitely understand. And if you look at Brindavan Sarang, it is a five notes, that is pentatonic raga.
Yeah.
Sa re ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma re sa. So in this raga you have re, re is shuddh re, ma pa ni. Ni is
Shuddhini
during the Arohana.
Yeah.
And while coming back, Sa ni ni pa. So you have both the knees in this raga.
Yeah.
Komalini also. Ma re ni sa ni sa. So this is Vrindavan Saranga. You have Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora. Beautiful bhajan.
Yes.
In this Vrindavan Sarang. Shri Guru Parati Vasa. Like that.
Yes. I think there are plenty of bhajans.
Yeah, there
and
are
all are
more
very
bhajans.
Vibrant bhajans.
Yeah, very vibrant. It's a very vibrant and lively. And the Vanamali Vasudeva is a typical unique bhajan in Vrindavan Saranga, where generally in the other bhajans you can relate to the melody aspect of the raga. Vrindavan Sarang, Anupama Sundara is a very melody bhajan.
Yes.
Whereas in this kind of a fast and full energy bhajan, the Vrindavan Saranga is beautifully been implemented and very well composed.
Yeah. The Vrindavan Sarang is at its happy best.
Yeah. To its peak.
Yeah. You want to do a nala on Vrindavan Sarang? Right?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Ah, na, na, na.
So let's appreciate this raga more by going into the bhajan.
Definitely. So we'll do the first line.
Yeah.
Vanamali Vasudeva Jaganmohana Radha Ramana Papanini Sasa Sasa Nisamari Risa Sasa Nisamari
Papanini Sasa Sasa నిజమరి రస
సాస నిజమరి జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ మరే మరే ససాస నిజమరి
మరే మరే ససాస నిజమరి
జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ నిజరి మరి మరి ససాస నిజమరి
నిజరి మరి మరి ససాస నిజమరి
శశివదన సరసి జనయన జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ నిసరి సరి నిజరి మరి జరి సరి నిజ మరి రి ససాని పని పా
నిసరి సరి నిసరి మరి సరి సరి నిజ మరి రి ససాని పని పా
శశివదన సరసి జనయన జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ నిసరి మమరి సరి మమా పమరి రి మణి పమరి రి సాస
నిసరి మమరి సరి మమా పమరి రి మణి పమరి రి సాస
శశివదన సరసి జనయన జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ రిమ పమ ప రిమ పని పమ పమ ప రిమ పని పమరి రి సాస
రిమ పమ ప రిమ పని పమ పమ ప రిమ పని పమరి రి సాస
అండ్ ది థర్డ్ స్పీడ్
రాధా రమణ రాధా రమణ నేనే సాజా నేనే సాజా
నేనే సాజా నేనే సాజా
రాధా రమణ రాధా రమణ రే రే సాసా రే రే సాసా
రే రే సాసా రే రే సాసా
రాధా రమణ రాధా రమణ మామా రే రే మామా మామా
మామా రే రే
రమణ రిమ మ ప ప ప మ రి రి సాస
రిమ మ ప ప ప మ రి రి సాస
ఇట్ సౌండ్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్
యా
విత్ ది స్వరాస్ వండర్ఫుల్ సో షల్ వి మూవ్ ఆన్ టు ద బీట్
యా ది బీట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ భజన్ ఇస్ 8 బీట్ ఆది తాళం అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ as we told before it is a fast bhajan so
yes.
It is generally sung in the typical crescendo
yes
end
of the bhajan session
yeah.
Yes
of the bhajan session and the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1
vanamali vasudeva జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ
వనమాలి వాసుదేవ జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ
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 శశివదన సరసి జనయన జగన్మోహన రాధా రమణ
So I think that was nice. Thank you so much, Anirudh.
Thank you,
and
Vishu.
Anand on the tabla.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
Sairam. now that we are familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which we should offer this bhajan to the Lord, so that the singing of this bhajan is not just an occasion for us to please the Lord with our sound knowledge of music or singing, but to convert this bhajan session, this rendering, into a truly spiritual sadhana. So for this, it is important that we understand the meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let's begin with the first line.
Vanamali Vasudeva Jaganmohan Radha Ramana.
Here the first word is Vanamali, which means wearing the Vanamala garland. It comes from Vana, meaning forest, and Mala means garland. Lord Krishna is said to wear a garland made of forest flowers, and he therefore bears the name Vanamali. The second word is Vasudeva. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna that as he was born as the son of Vasudeva, he bears the name Vasudeva. Another meaning of this name which Bhagavan Baba gives is that Vasudeva indicates that the entire cosmos is the Lord's dwelling place. It also means that he is the supreme master of the universe. It means that the divine resides in all beings as the indwelling spirit. He pervades the entire cosmos. The third word is Jagan Mohana. Jagan refers to the cosmos. Mohana means the one who is enchanting, who is captivating. Jagan Mohana means the one who enchants or he captivates the entire universe. And what a beautiful name this is. When you think about Lord Krishna, you can only imagine how surreal experience it was when he played the flute and all the cows, gopikas, the gopalas, the hills, everyone was transfixed in the ethereal music that erupted from the Lord's lips. And when you look at Bhagwan, when Satya Sai was born, it was indeed a musical welcome to the Lord, because even before Bhagwan was born, all the musical instruments in the house of Pedda Venkappa Raju started playing. So there was this heavenly musical welcome to the Lord. And after that, how many are the occasions, just like we had seen Lord Krishna opening his mouth and showing the cosmos to Mother Yashoda, you have similar instances that Mother Ishwarama experienced. When Mother Ishwarama, on one occasion, when he had Bhagwan on her lap, the halo that he saw around Bhagwan was so blinding, at the same time so calming. It was so dazzling, at the same time so delighting. In fact, when she confided later about this vision to her mother-in-law, she was advised that not to speak about it to anyone, because people may misunderstand. And similarly, we have so many occasions when Bhagwan told the people with whom he was spending time in Chitravati in the evenings, look up, and he would suddenly manifest himself on the mountain, and there they would see not Bhagwan wearing that half robe, but Bhagwan transforming himself into a pillar of light, into a pillar of fire. And that happened not once. Bhagwan would give them that Agni Darshan, and then he would come down the hill and again tell them, look here, and again they would see Bhagwan. It's almost like the third eye vision that Bhagwan gave to all these devotees. And the devotees, in fact, once Bhagwan came back to them, they were almost in another world. And there are so many such accounts written, documented in the book Anyatha Sharanam Nasti, and also in the book Sri Satya Sai Anandadai by great devotees, Vijayamma, Kannamma. Any such occasion, you can only imagine how in earlier days, when Bhagwan used to do Lingodbham, the lingas used to be so huge in the 40s that the edges of Bhagwan's mouth used to tear, because it was so difficult to bring out that huge lingam that would come out of him on Shivratri day. So when we describe Bhagwan as Jagan Mohana, there are so many beautiful instances that one can relate to, and one can relate to very personally. but how He has captivated each and every individual. And that is why the Lord is so unique. Every person can feel that He is my Swami. Every person can feel that He is mine. There might be a million people, but everyone feels that the Lord is here only for me. And that is a feeling anyone received if ever he or she had the chance to be with Bhagwan in the interview room. At that point in time, you feel that the Lord has taken human form all the way. He has come down from heaven only for me. And that is the feeling that He gives to each one of us. Then when He had the physical form, and even now, everywhere, somebody could be from Austria, somebody could be from Luxembourg, somebody could be from Sydney, somebody could be from Haiti, but every person feels that the Lord is here for me. He is mine. He is the one, the only one who loves me like no one else can. That is the Vishwa Virata Swarupa of the Lord, and that is how the Lord captivates every being in the universe. So He is that Jagan Mohana. Moving on, the fourth word is Radha. Now Radha refers to the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. And what does Radha signify? In the Summer Shower series of discourses that Bhagwan gave in 1978, Bhagwan said, very close to Gokulam there used to be a place by name Vrishabhapura. Radha was living there. She knew from the very beginning that she was an embodiment of Prakriti or nature, and that she is connected with Paramatma. Since the entire creation is only a projection of Paramatma, the relationship between Radha and Krishna was one like the relationship between an object and its image. Radha, in the bodily aspect, was 9 years older than Krishna. She was also a cousin sister of Nanda, and thus was closely connected with Nanda. Ever since Krishna reached the home of Nanda and Yashoda, Radha's ideas began to take shape in the direction of wanting to move closer and closer to Krishna. At all times, Radha was thinking of Krishna and Krishna alone and uttering the name of Krishna. Her daily routine was filled, connected with Krishna. And that is how her love for Krishna became so intense that she eventually became the very epitome of divine love. On one occasion, Bhagwan was explaining the difference between Ashakti Prema and Virakti Prema. And he said, Ashakti Prema is love with attachment, and Virakti Prema is love without attachment. And a student present on that occasion, he asked, Swami, attachment to worldly things, as you say on many occasions, is not advisable, but is attachment to the divine form okay? Like, for example, being attached to the form of Lord Krishna. Bhagwan said, this is fine, but only in the initial stages. And then he explained this by giving the example of Gopikas and Radha. Swami said, Gopikas had Ashakti Prema. They were attached to the form of Lord Krishna, and that is why once Krishna left, they cried, they lamented, they were depressed, they were distressed, they were devastated. But Radha developed Virakti Prema, that is love without attachment to the form, and that is the reason why Radha saw Krishna everywhere. And that is the reason why Radha elevated herself to the status of a goddess. And then Bhagwan went on to say that the word Radha does not refer only to a woman. We should understand that when anyone surrenders his or her actions and thoughts as completely as Radha did, that person too becomes Radha. The fifth word is Ramana, which means beloved. So Radha Ramana means Lord Krishna, who was the beloved of Radha. So in this line, Vanamali Vasudeva, Jagan Mohana, Radha Ramana, we call out to the Lord who wears the garland of forest flowers, the one who was born as the son of Vasudeva, the Supreme Master whose dwelling place is the entire cosmos, who enchants you, me, everyone, the whole universe with his divine sport, the one for whom a surrender like Radha is most precious. Let's move on to the second line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana, Jagan Mohana Radha Ramana.
Hey Here, let us dwell a little more on the meaning of Radha. As I mentioned, Radha represents nature. And Bhagavan says that we can reach God even by worshipping nature itself as His form. There's a beautiful story that Swami narrated during the Shivratri discourse of 1962. Uddalaka, a contemporary of Chaitanya, the great saint from Orissa and West Bengal, chose to worship the Lord as He manifested, or as Prakriti or nature. Uddalaka worshipped the Lord as nature. He chose to worship the Creator through His creation. And that is how he adored Radha. Because what is Radha? Radha, Swami says, is Dhara, that is Mother Earth, the feminine aspect of God. One day, when a bangle seller was trudging along the bank of river Saraswati by the side of the village where Uddalaka lived, the bangle seller found a young lady washing clothes in the bathing ghat, and this lady called him near and selected many pairs of bangles, and she wore them all. And when the bangle seller asked for the cash, she said, "Oh, I forgot about all the money that is due to you. What you can do is you can go to the house of Uddalaka in the village. Anyone will point out the house to you. Tell him that his daughter purchased these bangles and ask him to pay. He will surely do. And wait, you may tell him that he will find the cash behind the picture of Radha in his shrine." And so the bangle seller took her at her word and hurried to the village and to the house of Uddalaka, who in turn was amazed at the tale that the bangle seller told, because Uddalaka had no children. He was not even married. But the bangle seller insisted that he sold the bangles to his daughter, and even said to look for the cash behind the picture of Radha, because that is what the young lady said. Now Uddalaka said that he has never placed any cash behind the picture of Radha, but just to satisfy the bangle seller, he peeped in there, and he found a knotted piece of cloth containing the exact cash needed to pay for the bangles. He was shocked. And he instantly realized that it was Radha herself who had sent the man, and he fell at the feet of the bangle seller and ran with him to the bathing ghat. Overcome with joy and thankfulness, he wanted to have a vision of Radha, and he did have a vision. He saw a glorious sight above the waters. He saw the right arm of Radha with the bangle scintillating in the morning sun, and he knew the arm of the goddess was raised to bless him. He felt the goddess was calling him, and the call was so intense, the call was so compelling, that Uddalaka just flew out of his mortal coil and went to Radha. Bhagwan narrated this and he said, "You can worship even nature and attain the highest, provided you realize that the Lord is immanent in it. You should do it, giving it a name, a form, and a value. Then, through nature, through Prakriti, you can attain Paramatma." So in this line, Jagan Mohana, Radha Ramana, we adore the Lord who enchants the whole universe and also teaches us how we can attain Him by revering His creation. Let us move to the third line, which is sung in three variations of tune.
Shashivadana sarasi janayana jaganmohana radha ramana. Shashivadana sarasi janayana jaganmohana radha ramana. Shashivadana sarasi janayana jaganmohana radha ramana.
Shashi refers to the moon and vadana means face. The third word is Sarasija, referring to the lotus flower. And the fourth word is Nayana, meaning eye. So Shashi Vadana Sarasija Nayana refers to the Lord having the face of the moon and the one shining with lotus eyes. The Lord is like the face of moon because the Lord is pure, white, bright, blemishless. And the Lord's limbs are always described as lotus eyes, lotus feet, lotus hands, because the lotus, even though it is born of water, it is unattached to water. Similarly, when the Lord comes down and takes a human form, He is in the world, but He is above the world. Nothing affects Him. And that is the lesson that the Lord wants to teach us. And that is the reason why He is described as lotus eyes, lotus feet. We should be in the world, but we should not let the world be in us. We should be in the world, but our mind and our attention and our focus should be only towards the sun, towards the Lord, and not allow the waters of the world to affect us. So that is what is conveyed in Sashivadana Sarasi Janayana Jagan Mohana Radharamana. And now, let's move on to the line which is sung in third speed. Now this line is sung in four variations of tune.
Radha Ramana, 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 Radha Ramana.
Let us here explore another interesting angle of the meaning of the word Radha. Bhagavan says that Radha is not only that lady who was a great devotee of Lord. Anyone who has completely surrendered to the Lord is Radha. In fact, in a very beautiful practical way, Bhagavan taught this lesson to Brother S. Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagavan's university. During the 60th birthday celebration of Bhagavan, Swami himself directed the drama Radha and made his students enact this play. Brother S. Kumar was blessed to play the role of Radha, and Bhagavan himself chose him for this role. In fact, the way it happened was, Bhagavan very sweetly asked him one day, "Kumar, this is a lady role. Are you okay to play this role? Do you think boys in the college hostel will tease you for this? Are you fine doing this role?" And Brother S. Kumar said, "Swami, anything. I'm just grateful for this opportunity." And Bhagavan said, "If you play this role, I will give you a lot of opportunity." And that is what happened. Bhagavan himself guided Kumar on every detail of this role. The students practiced this drama for nearly 3 months or so before it was finally staged on November 23rd, 1985. And in order to make the students get every aspect perfect, whether it was the dialogues or the songs or their gestures, the body language, Bhagavan painstakingly guided each student for the entire period. He guided Brother S. Kumar on how he should play the role of Radha, how he should sing the songs with feeling and carry himself in a dignified manner. He is a wonderful singer and he had a very heavy, husky voice. But during one practice session, when he sang a particular song with his natural heavy voice, Bhagavan reprimanded him and said, "Pichivana, remember you are Radha. Always have the feeling that you are not you, you are Radha." And this is what Brother S. Kumar did. He took this comment of Bhagavan so seriously that he started practicing his voice to sing softly and sweetly. In fact, he would go to the college auditorium, sit all alone in the night and get into the mood, get into the feeling of being Radha. He would think of himself as Radha, meditate on Radha's form and develop the same bhava that Radha had for Krishna, so that he could portray the same as Bhagavan wanted, as the drama demanded. He used to listen to what Bhagavan has said about Radha, read about Radha, and that is how he was able to feel like Radha. And that is the reason why when the drama was finally enacted, Bhagavan was immensely pleased. The role came out so well. There was one instance when Bhagavan physically directed someone, tutored him to develop that kind of love and become one with Radha, feel like Radha, and through that attain Krishna, Lord Sai Krishna. What a blessing it is. So Radha Ramana, when we sing this line, let us too pray to the Lord to fill us with that kind of love, that kind of surrender. Let us offer our every sensory faculties at His lotus feet, so that if our eyes see, they see Him. If our ears speak, they hear Him. If our heart thinks, if our mind thinks, it thinks of Him. If our heart beats, it beats only for Him. every feeling is pure and sublime because it emerges for the Lord and it is offered to the Lord. So that is what is Radha Ramana, and with that we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of what is conveyed in this bhajan. And now let us proceed listening to complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
Vanamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Vanamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashibadana Sarasi Janayana Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashibadana Sarasi Janayana Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashibadana Sarasi Janayana Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Vanamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashivadana Sarasidanayana Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashivadana Sarasidanayana Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Sashivadana Sarasidanayana Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana. Radha Ramana 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 Radha Ramana. Vanamali Vasudeva Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana.
And now in the last part of this program, here is a short clip from a conversation that I happened to do with Brother S. Kumar sometime in the year 2012. And in this, Brother S. Kumar shares Bhagwan's directions about bhajan singing, how Bhagwan instructed him about the joy that one should experience when one sings bhajans.
Do not think of the role of Radha as someone who is portrayed in all other movies and pictures in a very different way. She is such a devotee, and that is where Swami gave the meaning of Radha in one of those dialogues. He said, Radhaki Adharam Dhara Aradhan. He said, take the word Radha, R-A-D-A. Radha Aradh Dhara Adhar. All are inside this, Swami said. So the basis of Radha is to pour tears of love for Krishna. That's what it means. That's all he defined. That's your role in the drama. You need to think of Krishna, and the moment you think of Krishna, you should feel so happy. Tears of joy should come, not tears of sorrow.
Oh.
So whenever you chant the name Krishna, there should be happiness. You can always go back. This is a human form. So there's a song in this, Niluva Nida, Leni Bratuku, Ni Korakani Moyudana. So there's a lot of meaning to that. Krishna, it'll come. So, you know, you're a human part of it. Niluva Nida, Leni Bratuku. You know, it's like, because there is a scene in this drama where Radha is separated, you know, from the whole village, where she cannot even see Krishna. When he's visiting Repalle. So that's a sad song. But when Swami said, the moment she says Krishna, the moment she becomes joyful.
Oh.
No one would have ever taught this kind of concepts. These are all concepts which are very, very powerful, which means
and
what?
And actually, I think here, Radha is only a medium. Swami is teaching us how to be his devotees.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it right. Every one of us is Radha. Swami says that there's only one Purushottama. Everybody is Prakriti. Everybody else is Prakriti.
If we can be like that, the moment we listen to Swami, the moment we hear his name, we are always joy.
Yeah.
We are always in ecstasy.
Exactly. That's why Swami says, you know, when you sing bhajans, sing Krishna Rama with happiness. Don't put castor oil face, Swami will say. Don't even sing too many, you know, Dayakaro songs.
Yeah.
We want Swami's name to be chanted.
Right. And so, that comes when you have that sincere love for him.
Exactly.
When you love him so much, the moment you hear about him, you are in joy.
Yes. The enthusiasm and the energy level should be bursting out. But Bhagavan knows as a human being, you go through ups and downs, sorrow and happiness. But when you chant God's name, the whole energy has to take different shape. That is a concept which I learned at the lotus feet. Since then, I apply it in my bhajan singing.
Amazing.
Wherever it may be. It's like, it should be a boost of energy. The moment they hear a word, people should feel, wow. Not for wow, for appreciation.
I know.
It is for, man, I really wait for this. Hmm. So much of love, joy should be heard in the
name. Should be just, when you chant those names, when you sing those names, those expressions of joy should be obvious.
Obvious. Like, for example, today we heard this Vanamali Vasudeva. Such a beautiful bhajan. It's so beautiful. You won't believe. I can tell you. In the crowd bursts with energy immediately. Because that is how one should compose a song too. Imagine. Composition has to be so carefully done so that it can burst energy out for people. And this bhajan is so powerful in terms of giving joy for so many people and the kind of the style with which it runs. So that is why bhajans are very powerful and the most powerful equipment in the whole world as I see it, because it can burst so much energy.
Right.
Because everything is all about energy, right?
Right.
And that's why Bhagavan chose...
It concentrates...
Yeah.
The energy of thousands.
Yeah. So that is why Bhagavan has chosen this form. So that is why Swami said, when I ask you to sing Krishna, it's got to be happy. So...
Niluvanida... Leni bratuku ni korakani moyudana Krishna Krishna.
It should not Krishna. It should not be like that.
Krishna niluvani.
Again, you will go back to, because human being is made ups and downs. He knows that. But that is where he proved as to how Radha is an evolved soul.
So that is a short clip from an interview with Brother S. Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university who had the chance to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for many years in the 80s and 90s. And with that, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. We offer this humble attempt at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.